center of Death Valley.
I'm Dave.
I'm
the Howling Demon.
And I'm John, the little fiberglass Muppet.
Bitch,
yes. Yes. That is my surname. One of them, anyway.
John
O'Reilly.
No, O'Malley.
O'Malley.
O'Reilly O'Malley.
Something Wong Cheese. Jeez. I don't even know
bitch.
At this point. And bitch.
La-
yeah,
and
bitch is
the
in
last
there.
One. Yeah.
This is, of course.
I'm just Dave O'Malley Wong. I don't have any extras.
This is, of course, the Devil's Advocate's legally distinct podcast.
And variety show.
And, yeah. So, I have something that I want to talk about.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I want to start this one off hot with something that has been...
On your mind?
Yeah, definitely on my mind and in my feed.
Oh, it might be in my feed, too.
Super recently, I have started getting in my YouTube shorts feed.
Oh, so
no, not
the...
my YouTube shorts. I'm sorry. Facebook shorts specifically.
Okay. So
the reels or whatever.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And so what's interesting about that is it's war videos from the Russia Ukraine.
Oh, I haven't been seeing these. No
conflict. And what's different is that it is footage of the conflict set to wacky music. Like Yakety Sax or something. I'm not even kidding. And I don't know why. And I don't know why I'm getting it. It just started happening. And it won't stop. And every time I pull up my... I just have to go like a few... I just have to scroll just a few videos. And then there's a new video of someone getting bombed with freaking drones to death. And it's wacky. It's like his absolute madness. And I hate it. I've actually been avoiding going on my Facebook app because I always get drawn into the shorts. And I don't want to see that shit. I don't want to see people getting iced to wacky music. That's insane. Who's putting that shit out?
Oh, you got to see. Do you know who the users are or the shares?
Oh, no. As soon as I notice what it is, I start turning it off now. I only watched a few of them, and I was like, this is insane. What are we doing as a society? That
is it one user, or is it multiple users putting up these videos?
I haven't paid attention to the users, but what I have noticed is that they almost always have the same, like, symbols in them. And I think it's, like, probably, like, one of those militant groups.
Propaganda.
And I don't know which side it is. I have a feeling that it's the...
conservative?
Yeah, I have a feeling
this feels like something conservatives would do.
Yeah, maybe it's the Russian side.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And they're just like...
Making fun of the Ukrainian effort?
Yeah, that might be...
Because all they're doing is flying drones into people, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all the videos are?
Yes, as far as those particular videos...
It's always drones.
It's drones. People getting blown up by drones with wacky music.
That's messed up.
And then there's other videos. There's one that I came across... Of just a bunch of people getting sniped. That one didn't have wacky music, though.
Was it a Russian soldier sniping Ukrainians?
I don't know who was who, but a lot of people died. And
so there's been a lot of death in the Facebook reels.
Yes, straight up.
So that's weird.
My feed has been getting more and more fucked up, and I don't know if it's something that I'm doing wrong. I try not to engage with this shit.
Do you downvote it?
I don't do anything.
You should downvote it.
But that's engagement.
Yeah, that's engagement. If you downvote it, you won't get it anymore.
Well,
that's what I've learned about. That's what I've learned about that kind of algorithm.
Scared to engage with it at all.
No, because you could report it because there's like death happening in it.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't like to dwell on it. You know, I've already had my fill of super fucked up content.
But if you're engaging with it, guess what that means? The algorithm likes that you're engaging with it and will send it to more people.
That's what I mean.
So if you downvote it, it won't get sent to more people.
No, but downvoting is engagement.
Ugh, it's all engagement.
That's what I mean, unless you just go away from it and you just don't pay any attention to it, which is what I try to do. If I still have to fill some hole in my soul that only short form videos can fill.
YouTube?
Then YouTube is actually, I've noticed YouTube shorts are always pretty good for me.
Yeah, they're,
those ones I have not been getting messed up stuff.
So I love YouTube shorts actually because I learn stuff on them. There's always like
little, it's content creators that I like.
Yeah. And
it's not just random shit.
Yeah. And it's built specifically for me.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Facebook's always random unless you're on your friends' feeds, which is where I always kept. When I was on Facebook, I didn't go out into the wild like you do.
It's random to some degree. Like the thing. Okay, so here's the thing. It used to be that that Facebook Shorts showed me videos involving the police, and it was usually like really fucked up encounters where the police were doing something wrong.
I've been seeing that on YouTube a lot.
A lot of First Amendment auditors and things like that.
Yeah, okay.
And then just recently, I have not been getting those. I've just been getting people getting blown to bits with fucked up weird music. And sometimes it's not the like silly music. Like there was another one where it was a bunch of soldiers in a van and a bomb got them and a dude's leg got fucked up.
Oh god.
And he was just screaming about his leg and there was blood all over his leg.
Yeah.
His leg was still there, but it was fucked, like there was blood everywhere. It was why did they decide that this is what I wanted to see? I don't understand it. And I don't like it.
I don't know
how
it's making it past moderation either.
I've seen a lot of fucked up shit in the Facebook shorts. I've seen people kill themselves.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, that's why I stay away from Facebook. It's bad.
Oh, and then Instagram is always porn.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
I go into the shorts and immediately it's like vaginas. And I'm like, what did I do the app decided I wanted to see this stuff?
So Mark Zuckerberg is kind of like poison, isn't he?
I don't know what his
social ideas just kind of like... I feel like they hurt people more than they help people.
Sorry about the...
The burp?
Oh, no, not that. I was thinking, I'm doing some fat dabs on this coyote weed. Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That hurt me.
I'm very high right now.
That hurt my soul.
Here, I'll give you a hug. Hug little Muppet. Have some mesothelioma.
Do you or a loved one have mesothelioma?
Yes.
Call John Wong O'Malley Cheese Bitch today. He'll give you more mesothelioma. You will not get any kind of settlement. You'll just get, like, a more advanced stage of mesothelioma.
You okay?
Oh, God, I don't think so. Anyway, so, aside from all of that, Speaking of such things, actually,
you've really brought me down.
Well, how about I bring it down even more?
Oh, please stop.
You want me to stop?
No,
I was going to talk about TikTok.
Oh, God. More TikTok?
Well, it's TikTok for the first time
for our
listeners.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking about between us. We talk about TikTok all the time.
Yeah, between us, definitely this isn't the first time.
All right, let's talk about TikTok.
Let's get into it. This coyote weed is going to bring us through. All right,
why does that echo when I do that?
Remember, audience, that the Devil's Advocate's legally distinct podcast and variety show is a fictional satirical show where nothing is real and everything is funny.
Yeah, everything we say is a joke, nothing we say is serious. You should know that this by now. We've said some horrible things in jest that we've tried to pass off as jokes.
All right, so that aside, I used to be a TikTok moderator.
Oh, God.
And I learned a lot about the dark side there. Dave, let me tell you.
At the communist
the legally distinct TikTok company
run by the legally distinct red state.
Yeah, the legally distinct Chinese government.
In one of their media hubs.
Yes.
And they have these across the country.
Yeah, legally distinct Congress has been trying to shut it down right now. So that we all know about that, though. We all know about legally distinct TikTok. Allegedly.
Very alleged. I don't know anything about this.
And so, speaking of allegedly, so here's some of the things I allegedly saw while I was working for legally distinct TikTok. Lots and lots of, I feel like this one is obvious. Lots and lots of, like beheading videos and stuff from like, ISIS and, you know, various, extremist, groups out there that do executions.
Okay. What else?
And the Mexican cartel.
Okay.
You know, lots of people being killed by them.
Yeah, I can imagine,
here's the thing. All right, so we all know what to expect when it comes to like ISIS videos, right? They're just gonna be like behead someone or like slice their throat. It's gonna be horrible, but then like the Mexican cartel, they just like perform fucking like Mortal Kombat fatalities on people.
Oh yeah, they rip out their hearts.
They like. Well, it's always a different thing, and that's why I say
sometimes
it's
they
like,
cut out their tongue and feed it to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like it's always like some like super like insanely creative fucked up way to kill someone, and it's like
the shaman comes in and eats out somebody's throat, pulls their heart out and eats in front of them while they gasp for breath.
Exactly. So there's that, and
there's that.
Yeah, there is that, and then. Oh God, man! Talk about bringing things down, man. Then there's the pedo community.
Yeah, I figured you were going there next.
All right, and they have a weird fucking thing going on where, you know, there's the obvious like just like straight up
videos
stuff of like child abuse, that horrible thing. Mm-hmm. But then there's like the more subtle thing that we moderators had to be trained for. Have you ever heard of gacha cartoons? Or gacha cartoons?
No.
They're like these weird, like, chibi-style cartoons. And weird communities would use them to simulate sexual encounters.
Between minors and adults?
With minors, yes. And so that was something that we had to be trained for.
Well, that's weird.
It's a very, very strange part of the internet. And then I think I'll just, like, round this off with some of the weirder, like, things that I had to moderate, such as there's, like, in other countries, I guess, to do, like, laughing, they just do, like, KKKK or something like that.
Yeah.
But because the KKK is a hate group in America, I would often have to moderate that out.
And delete it?
And delete it, and people could even, like, get, like, mad. In trouble for that.
Oh, and get banned?
Yeah, but it turns out it's, like, this cultural thing.
Oh, God.
There was a lot of weird shit that happened in that realm. And, near the end of it, saw a cat get blended.
Oh.
I then... Very same day saw, like, a video of a kid with just, like, this look on his face, like his soul was gone.
Aww.
And the caption that said, I saw a cat get blended today. And I was like, damn, kid, same. I feel for you. But you are also a child, and I get paid to do this, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
It was allegedly never enough.
Oh, no way. How much could a person get paid to do that? I mean, it's like, you know, obviously you expect that kind of thing going into a job like that.
Okay, how much content did you consume in a day?
Personally, I was one of the higher performers, so I would get through about 1,000 videos a day. And in that, about 20% of it was horrible, fucked up shit. So.
Scarred for life.
Yep. No coming back from that. No coming back from that.
Oh, my God.
And they offer...
How much do you hate human beings now? It's like watching the Black Tape from Yu Yu Hakusho. You get to see the worst of humanity.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is like that. I mean, sometimes it was cool stuff, you know.
Interesting stuff.
Interesting enough. A lot of times, because most of the people on TikTok are kids.
Oh.
Most of them are just there, just having a good time with their friends. And that was almost uplifting, you know, just see a video of just kids goofing around.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's cool.
That would always bring me up. And then after that, it'd be like someone fucking a dog. And it's like, all right,
I'm down
now
again.
Now I don't feel good. And there's no way to, like, come back from that. There's no way to forget that. So, yeah. And then there was that side, obviously, the bestiality. Oh, God. It's just, like...
weird.
Yeah, it's just a... it's so many fucked up things that I cannot even possibly get through in one episode. And we're not gonna try, because that would be too much for anyone. But suffice it to say, it's a dark, dark job. And it's not for everyone. And, I mean, that's just the legally distinct version.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck.
Anyway, I'm glad I don't allegedly do that anymore.
All right, hold on. I gotta bring this up before the end of this episode.
Yeah, we definitely should. Let's get a palate cleanser in there.
Okay.
We can do this.
Let's talk about some metaphysics.
I haven't even... a better idea, okay. Because metaphysics can be a little bit much for
some
for
listeners,
general audience, I think.
I don't know. They seem to like it.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that.
Like, our audience seems to like it.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, let's do metaphysics.
Let's talk about alchemy.
Oh, my God. Alchemy is cool. All right, so let's talk about what people think alchemy is.
Yeah, let's
make this quick. We can do this in, like, 3 minutes,
right? Yeah. A quick summary, and then we can do a serious episode about it later.
Yeah.
This is a to be continued.
What do people think alchemy is, Dave?
They think it's just, like, making gold out of lead, making the Philosopher's Stone, living forever.
Yeah, that's pretty much the long and thick of it.
Yeah. But like, they don't know the processes or what you have to do to achieve these states.
And they also don't know what the end goal was for these alchemists.
Yeah.
You think that turning lead into gold is the end goal?
And living forever?
Until you realize that lead was one of the... was a part of our state of being. And gold is also a state of our being. And
they all exist around each other?
Yeah, and like gold is like on a higher like plane. And so by learning processes to elevate physical elements and isolate them...
Hold on, but it's not just physical elements, because there's also magnetism and electricity in it and electromagnetism.
Those are physical elements.
I guess that's true.
Using the physical to explore the metaphysical, because, of course, it's easier during that time to write books about the physical, so you don't get burned at the stake.
Yeah, you're just a scientist. You're not a witch.
Yeah, you don't ever want to be talking about how to elevate your state of being into a higher
state of being
because the church is going to hear word of this, and they're going to be like, that doesn't sound like the Bible, and they're going to come, and they're going to burn you.
Mm-hmm.
And so alchemy books were written with that in mind.
Kind of like Jewish religious books, Kabbalah books.
Mm-hmm. We should definitely get into that. Start talking about how these languages were codified, these practices were codified so that people could avoid being executed by the state.
But they're definitely magic and spellcraft.
Yeah.
Not witchcraft, but magic of different types and varieties. We were just talking about before Jewish magic?
Alchemy.
Alchemy, which is European magic.
Not just...
Well, but also Arabic and Chinese. It's a conglomeration of ideas across the old world.
That's right. We'll do a whole thing about it.
Yeah.
Coming up soon, yeah. Audience. You have that to look forward to after this horrible, horrible ordeal of an episode. If you're still listening to this...
Good for you.
Are you okay? We'll give it a little... We're going to put like a little poll in here or something.
Maybe we should charge
for this episode. It just says, are you okay? No.
No.
We give them the trauma for free.
Ah!
We make them pay for the music.
We're sponsored by trauma.
Yeah. We make them pay for the treatment.
Oh, my God.
We give them the trauma for free, then we make them pay for the treatment.
Oh, my God.
Just like how it works in the real world.
Oh, yeah, my God. You're a monster.
This episode has been sponsored by Big Pharma. And BetterHelp.com.
BetterHelp.com.
Yeah, definitely BetterHelp.com.